It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It's Wednesday, November 17th, 2021, the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Yeah, nice. Nicely done. So I just got an email from the County Communications Office. Roger Galloway, former host of the show, sent this out. It's about the county treasurer situation. The Board of Supervisors has unanimously accepted the resignation of County Treasurer Cindy Landa Cox. In a letter to the board, she resigned due to health reasons. We actually had this on the news on Monday, but that resignation will be in effect. She's leaving office on December 31st. So in a special Board of Supervisors meeting this morning, they also established a deadline for 12 noon on December 10th for interested candidates to submit a resume and letter of interest to County Clerk Ginny Anderson. And each supervisor will then select one applicant, and up to five applicants may be interviewed by the supervisors on December 20th. So, anybody interested in this room?
I was going to throw your name,
Paul LaVoy.
Yeah, as treasurer. Yeah, that's not going to work. All right, so the email, if you're interested, is anderg@mojave.gov, or you can call 753-0731, extension 4462. If you need that number, give us a call. And don't forget the area code when you call in. If you save this number without the area code, it probably says it's state law now. Have you guys heard that message?
No.
Yeah. When you dial a local number now, you have to dial 928-854-5687, for example, to get through to this show.
Oh, no matter what, on a landline or anything.
Yeah.
Dial it, and I didn't know that.
You have to dial 928. And if you don't, it says it is now state law. So we're going to have Sonny Borelli on the show on Friday.
I can't wait to hear that.
I want to hear the reason and why he voted yes. I don't know that he voted yes. I'm just kidding. And I know Sonny listens to the show because every time he picks up the phone and I'm calling, he goes, "Yo, Paulie!" So I love Gunny Sonny for that. So, all right. So on to show stuff. We've got Chad Hansen, president and CEO of Mojave Mortgage.
Hello.
And a very fast car driver.
Well, I'm a mediocre fast.
It's not so much pedal to the metal anymore. You spin out and cause lots of damage,
it's
right?
That's true, yeah. Driving a race car is a very huge learning experience, I'm coming to find out. But it is fun.
I heard you're a rock star out there.
Yeah. We actually have a picture or a video of the car, and the KJJJ logo is on that card.
It
pretty
is.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
And that's on our KJJJ Facebook page. Probably soon to be all of the Radio Central Facebook pages. So Bobby Lewis is here, team leader at the Lewis Team Coldwell Banker.
Hello, hello.
I said it right?
Yeah, that's perfect.
All
I
right.
Know what the real
perfect. Team leader, Lewis Team Coldwell Banker. And we love Bobby for for one reason only, right?
Well, I love him for a lot of reasons. but most importantly, because he's a very humble and beautiful human being.
Is that it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was just going to cite the reports that he does because they're so awesome.
Getting deep in here,
right? So over on the sports station, I need to make this announcement. The Suns and the Mavericks play tonight. Tip off at 8:00. They play again on Friday night at 8:00. Don't ask me why. It's November NBA basketball, folks. That's all I can tell you. Tomorrow night, New England at Atlanta. That's at 6:00. And then on Friday, yours truly, along with Bill Beckman, will be calling the Havasu Fighting Knights game against Canyon del Oro, the Dorados, and that game is a kickoff at 7 p.m. It's the 4A state playoffs, round one, here in Lake
Havasu. Oh, it's in town?
City. Yeah.
Oh,
that,
okay.
Which means out of 16 teams that made it to state in 4A, we were in the top 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bad. I have not yet been to a high school football game. I just find the time to do it is very challenging.
You are a booster.
Oh, my goodness.
I am a booster.
On the radio.
The company, Mojave Mortgage, yeah.
Right.
We do support the football team, but unfortunately, you know, it's normally one of the employees that will take the tickets and go. It's tough for me to find the time to do it.
You would not believe it if you went out to that field to see it. It is the most beautiful football facility I think I've seen since Gorman High School's in Vegas.
It's unbelievable.
You know?
All the, from where we were to where we're at now with the football and the baseball field, it's first class.
Right, right.
I need to go. It's this, what time does the game
this
start?
This Friday night, 7 p.m.
I might go.
Yeah, this Friday night, 7 p.m. I believe you have to get your tickets online, though.
Well, I have tickets being part of the booster.
Yeah, oh, okay.
That's how we are, too.
So,
my son takes them.
I'm not sure how that works now because the state kind of takes over for the
playoffs.
Oh, playoffs.
Yeah, playoffs may not be included. You're right, Paulie. Right.
Paulie, we're going to need you to make some phone calls for us.
I might not be able to go.
I got to find out if just walking in with a purple shirt and a smile on my face with the broadcast bag is enough. So hopefully I can get in. So anyway, the kickoff is at 7:00. You'll hear about a half hour of the Suns game on the FM. And then, you know, just turn to 980 AM and KNTRSports.com. You'll catch the whole broadcast with myself and Bill Beckman. So that'll be a lot
exciting.
Of fun. Great piece of real estate they play on.
That's right.
How's
it's
that for
amazing.
A segue?
Out of view over there, too.
Right, right. Bobby, you've got reports.
Oh, I got
on top of reports.
I have reports on top of reports. And I guess, you know, we could go to something exciting like the prices for people. But the property sales, the numbers in October have kind of settled in. We're getting back to historical norms is what I would say. In October, we sold 149 single-family homes in Lake Havasu City. But that's pretty much at a mid-level between the last 2 years. Because I always say 100 to 200 a month sell. In October of 2019, pre-COVID, we did 130. But last year, during COVID, we did a 206 sales, which we historically rarely ever do above 200 sales other than the COVID boom. And so being 149, we're down 27% on single-family sales from last year, but compared to the year before, we're still up on that. And year-to-date, we're just 1.9% behind last year's sales in the number of sales.
Do you have the stats for the how many cash transactions in October on the 149?
I didn't bring them for you. Thank God, yeah.
You know, the reason,
too,
the reason I ask is because October was our for Mojave Mortgage, our funding numbers were down, but the average loan amount was up. So I saw some very strange things there in October. And typically October is kind of when we're really gearing up because the winter season is very busy for us.
Well, and, you know, I have some stuff coming up on the prices, too, that kind of go in line with that because prices are through the roof.
It's happening again.
I mean, ridiculous. We just listed a house over the weekend that we had like 6 offers by Sunday evening.
Yep. Really?
Yeah.
So I heard a number of $500,000 for an average for Havasu. Are we close to that?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. The median price, not the average, but the median was $520.
Wow.
And just to give you perspective on that, it was $411 this time last year.
Holy moly.
So 26.5%. Even though sales are down.
20%.
26.5. It was 411 in October, and we were booming last year. I mean, it was booming crazy. and we're 520 now. The average sales price in October was 554. That's, you know, averaging it out, the mean. That's 21% up, because that was 458 last year.
So 21% up from the 2020 average?
From October. Yeah,
from 2020?
So whether you're looking at the middle number, the median, we're up 26%. And if you're looking at the mean, the average, we're up 21%. They're both up like over 100,000.
Wow. So what are you seeing in the way of qualified home buyers, Bobby?
That's a good question for chat, because I'm...
Okay.
Well, it's kind of a good question for both of us, because that's where the cash statistic comes into play there.
For sure.
So, you know, as I mentioned, in October, we did see a little bit of a lull or a decrease in our funding numbers, volume wise. I apologize, number wise, but the volume as far as loan amount went up. So we went from an average loan amount of 256. And that's all of Mojave County.
For sure.
So I'm putting all of Mojave County in that. So our average loan amount was 256. We did more Havasu business in October, and our average loan amount went to 377. Pretty significant increase. So qualified borrowers are not hard to find.
What does that mean in terms of down payment? Are you looking at 25?
No, most folks are coming in, they're buying second homes, and we can actually do second home financing with as little as 10% mm-hmm. down. And actually today, one of our wholesale partners just released a new product. They call it the Mortgage Insurance Buster Program. If you put 10.01% down, there's no mortgage insurance on the product.
So no PMI.
No PMI.
Okay.
So, we see a lot of folks that are coming in with significant down payments, hence why we would have a median purchase price, or an average purchase price of 521 and a loan amount of 377. So most of the folks that are coming in are still putting hefty down payments.
That's what we're seeing too, yeah. For sure. Everything's.
And they're the qualified buyer here that are coming out, and now we're seeing it. Now we're somewhat post COVID. We're starting to see the snowbirds from Canada come back
in. Oh, yeah,
we're
seeing that a little bit, too.
In Canada, yeah. You know, those folks are coming in, and they're buying – a lot of those folks are cash. So that's why I was really interested in the cash figure, because, you know, if our volume's going to be down as far as the loan volumes, and then, you know, are the cash buyers starting to be more prevalent or more a larger part of the market?
So putting that 0.01% on there, you said 10.01.
Yeah.
How much does that cut your payment by when you're not having to carry PMI?
It's a tough question to answer because...
Well, I know it depends on the amount of the loan, obviously.
Well, not just that. The PMI is a percentage, it will be a percentage of the loan based, but it's heavily weighted on credit scores. So, for instance, we work in the mortgage industry, we work in what are called 5% buckets. I call them, they're increments. So 5% increments. So 80 to 85, and then 85.01 to 90, et cetera, et cetera. So for every 5% increment, the higher the loan to value, the higher that mortgage insurance payment per month is going to be.
Okay.
And then it's heavily weighted on the credit score as well. So if you have a 780 credit score, you're going to get lower mortgage insurance than you would if you had a 700 credit score.
Oh, I see.
That makes sense. I never, even being in the business so long, I didn't really ever have it described like that before. It makes sense. So somebody's lower risk in the credit world.
It's the same thing. Think of it as, so think of interest rates, right? So if interest rates are going to follow the credit score, which they are, they are heavily weighted on the conventional side, or heavily weighted on the credit score itself, the PMI actually kind of follows suit with that. So
okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Bobby, what about inventory?
Inventory, interesting. You know, when we look at it this morning, we're down, I think it was like 206 was the number. I have a good report here, though, that you won't be able to see in radio land, but if you think of a bar chart on every single month, it has been pretty much increasing. Like you can see here, you won't be able to see that in radio land, but it's definitely lowered. If you think of a curve, we bottomed out during COVID, and it's been creeping back up. But at the same time, this morning, 206 homes for sale and 149 sold last month. It's still, I mean, it's not even a two-month supply, which is a ridiculously low number historically.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. We have a special guest in the studio. I want to introduce Lisa Theopoulos. Welcome.
Hi, Paul.
You both know Lisa.
We do.
Lisa's from
Kiwanis. I don't think I've ever met personally, but I know who Lisa is.
Lisa runs the Toys for Tots side of things for Kiwanis, where we raise money for toys and that sort of thing. And this was kind of done, I didn't really know what was going on until the last minute. So
Chad.
I'm going to point the finger like everybody else is at Chad and find out what's happening here.
Well, it was my brainchild, but obviously I got approval from the other participants in the Real Estate Power Hour before I fully committed to this. So I would like to, on behalf of the Real Estate Power Hour, Bobby Lewis, Paul Lavoie, and Chad Hansen, the Real Estate Power Hour is going to donate $2,000 cash to the Kiwanis Club for their Toys for Tot charity event. And I talked to Bobby about it, and he 100% got behind it. I talked to Pauly. Pauly says, man, that's a great idea. And then Mojave Mortgage kind of put it all together. And so here we are. So on behalf of the Real Estate Power Hour, the Caldwell Banker Group, Bobby Lewis team, and Mojave Mortgage, we'd like to present you with two $1,000 checks for the Kiwanis Toys for Tots.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Lisa, is this what does this do for the right program? Does this go to the golf tournament? How is this money used?
This money is going to go to buying toys for the Toys for Tots.
Right.
And Chad has graciously also stepped up, and he's doing our $25,000 hole-in-one sponsorship.
Woo! Wow.
That is true. So.
Tell me about the toy. There's a lot of talk right now in the club, and full disclosure, I am a Kiwanis Club member. A lot of talk about storage. I guess a lot of storage space was acquired for these toys. Have they been moved?
Yeah.
The toy. Okay.
Yeah,
because I wasn't there.
Oh, no. Our distribution location is where the skating rink was at McCulloch and Mulberry.
Oh, okay.
So we've got a huge space. It is perfect. And I'm going to send out a little deal to Dan, who doesn't like to be fully named, but thank you, and your wife, for letting us use that space.
And how many toys are we talking about once distribution day comes? Everybody wants to know that number, right? Are we talking 5,000, 6,000, more?
Well, figure around 1,000 to 1,200 kids times three toys, a book, a stuffed animal, stocking stuffers.
Right.
I mean, we're talking a lot of toys. It costs a lot of money and a lot of volunteer efforts. And all the boxes around town, be sure you put your toys in there. So.
All right. So and you guys, Coldwell Banker, are having a toy drive as well.
Yeah, we have a toy drive every year, but I don't think, I mean, company-wide it probably goes rather large, but what the Kiwanis do in town is amazing.
Right.
Actually,
thank you. Toys for Tots. Yeah. So the $2,000 is going to go a long way, gentlemen.
Very cool.
Excellent.
I'll spend
it. Excellent job. Excellent job. So, Lisa, thanks.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
Anything you wanted to add while you're here and have a microphone to the entire county?
Well, now you're really opening up a door.
No, that stuff makes you nervous.
I actually have a question. So the Toys for Tots, the golf tournament is on December 4th, right?
Mm-hmm.
That all of the donations from that are going to go to the same thing, right?
To
Toys for Tots. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
So anybody who's out there listening, Mojave Mortgage did sponsor a $25,000 hole-in-one. So anybody who thinks they got the chops, come on out. There's going to be a hole-in-one contest.
Oh, I'm going to take your money.
25 grand, baby. So, you know, come. So hopefully we get good participation in that. I mean, there is a chance to win 25 grand. So, I've never personally gotten a hole-in-one, nor have I ever seen one. I'm pretty sure they don't exist. But fact of the matter is, if someone gets one...
Oh, you just jinxed it.
Yeah, I know, right?
We actually had one, not for the main hole-in-one, but for a different hole-in-one. We did Justin Janicek one year.
Really?
Yeah, he went a trip to Texas for a whole week.
Oh, that's I remember hearing about that.
That's cool.
Yeah,
and
then it was fun.
Bradley or Anderson is giving away a car as well, right?
No, they're actually going to do cash.
Oh, cash.
Cash for toys.
Very cool.
They probably don't have any.
Yeah, they probably don't have any car. No, the inventory is really bad.
So the tournament is the 45th annual. It's Saturday, December 4th. Check-in at 7. Shotgun start at 8. Four-person scramble. Is it still at Lake Havasu Golf Club West?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
And I am playing in that tournament. I will be there. I will be there on the Mojave Mortgage golf cart. Running around, probably serving Jello shots to everybody so we can have a good time.
If you're a member of the Lake Havasu Golf Club, it's $70 per golfer. Non-members, $90.
Yeah, and we're still looking for teams and sponsors, so...
There you go.
Sign up.
What's the number? I have it right here. I just want to make sure.
7330876.
Yes, and you have to dial the 928 now.
Yeah.
That's state law.
Yes, you do. I know.
That's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard.
Yes, it is. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Pleasure
thanks,
is all
Lisa.
Ours.
Please.
Back with more in a moment. Music by request of Chad Hansen.
What is it?
Volbeat.
Oh, a little Volbeat. Never go wrong with Volbeat.
Right. Back with more in a moment. Heaven nor hell. I'm Paul Lavoie, along with Chad Hansen and Bobby Lewis. The Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
We'll continue. Stay with us. We have an air drummer in the studio, and it's not me.
That's pretty good.
You sold me.
I got rhythm, man.
You definitely sold it.
I don't know if you know this, Paulie, but I am actually quite a decent drummer.
I knew you were a top-notch bass player.
I actually am a better drummer
Thanks,
than
Lisa.
I am bass player, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish I could say that.
We'll have to have a drum off.
I'd have a lot less gear to haul around.
Why do you think I quit playing the drums?
So, actually, I'll have an announcement coming up on some December gigs that are coming up here on Main Street for Black Cat X.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. You notice I said gigs.
Oh, there's more than one.
Times three.
Paulie's busy.
Times three.
Wow.
Yes. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, the Lewis Team Coldwell Banker with team leader Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Vesley, and Lori Rule.
Love those guys.
Come to find out, he's the 300-yard driver, Bobby Lewis. Right?
Oh, no. Did somebody say something?
What?
As in golf drives, 300-yarder, right?
You can hit a 300-yarder?
Yeah, probably. He looks like it.
He's a pretty buff guy.
Also, man. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springbird Wealth Management, Better Business Bureau, and Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants with over 35 years in the Laughlin community. Located in the Laughlin Town Center, visit their website at laughlinnevada.net. And Kevin's going to be my guest. This is really cool because he'll be here on November 30th in the second half of the show. And Don Hansen from DonLovesFood.com will be in the first half of the show.
Really?
Yeah, she's got some holiday recipes to share that are healthy.
Don's coming in?
Actually, healthy foods.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. And no climbing on the furniture, by the way.
Sorry, Chad. I'm crawling up the walls here.
All right. And don't forget, we are now on the Lake Havasu City app. Do you guys know about this?
I think you sent us something on that. Now, what is that?
It's an app you get on the Google Play or the Apple iStore, and it has entertainment, it has places to eat, it has Speak Out archives are on there. You guys will be on there. Alyssa will probably put you up next week as far as episodes go. We'll have this whole week's episodes up next week, and I think they're hosted by SoundCloud.
I was actually one of their first sponsors.
Nice.
Alyssa came to me with her idea, and I said, yeah, I'm in on that. And she does a lot of, that group does a lot of like poker runs in the town.
Right.
And it's like hot rods and Harleys or side by whatever you bring.
Really?
It's like a run what you brung kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think there's one coming up in early December. And I think I'll be at one of the stops doing, passing out, koozies or something. Normally, when I go there and it's a poker run, I sit there and
drink. You tend to get at a stop, is what I
know. I get it. They'll put me at a stop, and then what happens is that I'll invite six or seven. Paul went to the last one with me, and what'd we do?
Over a Finney's.
Yeah, we sat there. We sat there and talked with all the folks, and I'm not gonna lie, we had a couple cold cocktails, and it was a great time.
If people are buying, I'm all over it.
It was a good time. So
you can. There's a find a business feature. There's dining, automotive, entertainment, health and fitness, real estate, also a Speak Out podcast, and poker runs.
Yeah, there. Yeah, so
there's a whole
a lot
poker
of
run.
I need to
section.
Go check that out after. That's
yeah.
This whole poker run scene is becoming incredibly but it's just getting bigger and bigger.
Right.
And they're doing them in the city. They're doing them out of the city. They're doing, and they just had one the other day that you, I think Black Cat X played out or something. What was that?
Didn't play there. The Desert Trump?
Yeah, the Desert Trump.
Oh, yeah, that was a poker run.
It's a poker run.
We did play there.
So the poker runs are becoming they're crazy. You have hundreds upon hundreds of participants, right. And these people are having a blast.
You got
man.
The Desert Bash coming up.
The Desert Bash, too. We're doing that one. In fact, we did that one last year, and Dawn, she says, do you want to do this? And I said, well, sure, I'll do it. And then she registers the company to be a sponsor for one of the stops. And she goes, oh, by the way, we got to get up at 5 a.m. I go, man, this is not sounding like fun. But we ended up, we were so far out in the desert. We were way out in the desert. The search and rescue teams had to take us out there to show us where it was. That's how far out we were. And I'll tell you, I never had more fun in my life. We had an absolute blast. Right. So I said, that day, I said, you make sure we get this stop next year, because nobody wants to go out to this stop because it's so far.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's way out standard wash, I think it is.
The Trump has gotten so popular. Last year, they had 220 entries, I think. This year was around 1,000.
Yeah. It's nuts.
220 to 1,000?
Yeah. Base camp was insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was huge.
It's a really good time.
And that was all for the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Colorado River.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, most of them are for charity, so folks are having a really good time with them. Like I said, I'm looking forward. I think it's in February, isn't it? When is the Desert Bash?
Coming up next month. It's in December, I believe.
Oh, it's in December.
Yeah.
So I'll be in the middle of the desert.
The poker run portion, from what I understand, is sold out. Okay, or maybe I have it backwards. The participation part. But you can participate. There's a movie on that Friday night. There's an outdoor movie, like a drive-in movie.
Right.
Oh, wow. It's quite an event.
They're having one of those. Yeah, it's at where Campbell...
Ready Mix. There'll be 1,000 rigs out there, people parking and hanging out.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
But there's just ads popping up on this app all over the place for expos and poker runs and gift stuff. And, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, so. Any business that wants any sort of recognition or advertising, they do a good job. They really let people know what's going on in the city. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Lisa does a good job with that.
Yeah. Car show and swap meet this Saturday. There's an ad for that. So let's go to the next section. I'm going to float the break here for a few minutes and go to the next section of stats that you have compiled.
Well, you know, the one I gave you, I know you're always interested in the townhouse and the condo market.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an interesting market because it was a market before where we used to have people come down here. From, you know, other areas, they thought they want to buy a condo, but you come to Havasu and they realize, well, it's a rock landscaped yard and stucco home tile roof, and they don't need to pay HOA, and they can buy a house. So condos are, a lot of times people that thought they wanted a condo here would go buy a house, but now with where the values have gone, we're definitely seeing an uptick.
And can I say, I live next door to an HOA member,
yeah.
And I like the HOA aspect of a condo.
Oh,
not
for
so
sure.
much for homes,
yeah.
But I like it for a condo.
Oh, absolutely.
It keeps the grounds just immaculate.
Well, when
the
you
pool's
live so
always clean, you know, and you don't have to worry about the riffraff.
No,
so
well,
much.
Just keep when the closer people live together, the more you need some rules to make
Thank
make
you.
It work out.
Yeah.
And that's,
I know, I'm going to take a lot of heat for that.
Oh, I will.
I'll get something over social media. Paul Lavoie likes HOAs. Yeah, well, I like my HOA. Let's put it that way. Go ahead, Bobby.
But for condos, we sold 24 in October, and it's down a little bit from October last year. Last year we did 29, but in years past it was always somewhere between like 13 to 20. So 24 is still up, and it's
so 16% of the market is condo sales.
Yeah, I mean, well, no, and actually that's in addition. That's in addition. So
so it was 149 plus another.
Yeah, I didn't include. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But then the 149 were just single family homes, and then the additional 24 were condos. So and that still doesn't. I didn't bring manufactured homes this month, but if you add in manufactured homes, it's probably upwards of 200 again. Still, I mean. It's worth a lot of things move every month for sure.
Right.
And now the sales prices where it gets really interesting. The median sales price in October for a condo, and it's hard for me to even spit out because a couple of years ago we'd sell them for like $80,000. $229,000.
I know.
Wow.
And that's up 23.8%. It was 185 in October last year, so up to 229.
So even the condo prices, the con. and correct me if I'm wrong, but the condo prices are kind of in sync with the single family residents as far as the percentage of increase in price, yes?
Looks like they've almost tripled in price.
That's untypical.
No, and it's condos are interesting because we were a market where not very long ago at all you could buy a nice house for $200,000.
Yeah.
And now it's hard to find much under $400,000.
Right.
So people got to go somewhere.
But is there still that problem, Bobby, of when somebody lists their house and it sells very quickly, of them getting into another home without having to find temporary quarters?
I can give you no better example than what I talked about earlier in the show. We had that one house over the weekend that had like six offers on
it. Yes, in 24 hours.
They decided to pull the house off the market because they don't have the house they thought they were going to get isn't available. So,
wow, great example.
It's real world stuff. It's happening all around us.
Yeah, yeah. So. You have so much equity, but it's like, well, when the rubber hits the road,
where do you go?
Yeah, exactly.
Where do you go?
Exactly.
I'm seeing a lot of folks move out of the area. They're selling their homes, and we're doing loans for them in Kingman and Bullhead.
Out of Havasu.
Yep, they're moving out of Havasu because it's just, you can make a lot of money on the home right now. So,
yeah.
I mean, and they can go buy more for their money in Kingman or Havasu.
Oh.
Plus, folks want to kind of get out of what they call this, the big city. They're like, I want to get out of the big city. I'm like, okay.
Sure.
Yeah, I came from California. So, this being the big city is comical. But I see a lot of that. We're getting a lot of that.
Well, Bobby had a great analogy on an earlier show about Aspen and Vail.
Yeah.
When it comes to Sedona and Havasu.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
It's very interesting. What's happening in Havasu is
a phenomenon.
A phenomenon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's take our second break of the hour. A little bit late, but better late than never. And you're listening to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Oh, sorry. I had an email come through. I apologize.
Somebody pulled two pins.
I couldn't stand the silence. Sorry to cut in there.
Wow, two pins got pulled.
You know what they say, always be working.
Wow. All right, with Chad Hansen and Bobby Lewis. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoie. Stay with us on Speak Out. All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Chad Henson's favorite song about Lola Montez.
She was a real person.
Yeah, that's why they wrote the song.
That's my wife's name.
Oh, wow. That came in from Julie?
Yeah.
Eight offers, not six.
It wasn't six, it was eight.
The home we were talking about, it was more than six offers.
She's obviously
eight
listing.
Offers.
Or somebody called
her. Well, hi, Julie. Nice to have you on as a listener. That means we have a baker's dozen today. So we have 13 listeners, not just 12.
Oh, my goodness.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, also GDK CPA LLC, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, Herb's Herbs, and Thane O'Brien was spot on, now the preferred technology partner of the Arizona Restaurant Association. Call Thane at 928-706-2784 or send an email to T.O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. I got to talk about this community open house, you guys. It's for Needles. Needles City Manager Rick Daniels gave this to me. It's tomorrow at the Needles Recreation Center. There's two sessions, 2:30 to 4 and 4 to 7. And the first one's for parents and kids, and the second one is for everyone. And they want places to protect, celebrate, and rehabilitate. Talk about the downtown and other areas of improvement, types of new development, options to enhance walking and biking in the Needles area. All input is wanted. And if you want more information, you can find the flyer at cityofneedles.com/news-notices. Just go to cityofneedles.com and you'll find it. So, We have a phone call, you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. He probably wants to talk about interest rates.
He probably wants to talk about Volbeat. Who doesn't?
Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
You're both wrong.
Oh, okay.
In Phoenix, there's a company called 72 Soul that promises to give you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars over your asking price.
Right.
How does that work? What are they doing?
You've seen the guy, haven't you, Bobby, during Cardinals games and that?
Yeah, it's a little bit. You know, whenever I always go with any of these kind of companies, there's a market for everything, and if somebody wants to, if somebody's promising something that's doesn't seem right.
If it sounds too good to be true?
Yeah, and I don't really know any of the details on that, but especially in a market like this where you have a buyer and a seller for anything, there's a buyer, there's a seller. People are trying to cut out the process because they can
get you more money.
They can gain more money.
But I have a question for the callers. He's still on the line.
Yeah. No, I heard a click.
Oh, so. I wondered how we were wrong. He said we were wrong, didn't he?
I don't know.
Oh,
I think he meant Paulie was talking about what you were calling for interest rates or something.
You're both wrong.
I said Volbeat.
That must be what it was. Oh, okay. Right. I was like, well, I don't think I've been wrong the whole show.
So we got about 8 minutes. I want to get to interest rates and that with Chad, but you had one more section to talk about, right?
I'll keep this one quick just because it's always interesting. It's not our main market in town, but it's a market that's arisen. It's the $1 million market.
Right.
And in October, we sold 5 houses over $1 million. It is trending down, though. We were in July, it was 12, and then August was 9, September was 8, and October was 5.
Wow.
Now, historically, when we look at our charts here, it was always 1 to 3 a month at the most, and a lot of months would be 0. So we're still much bigger numbers, but there was that April was 13. There were a couple months in between. There were 8 and 7. These are $1 million homes that sold during the month. And then June was 12, and we're down to 5. But it's still.
So we're up around $40 million homes sold for the year to date, basically, right?
Oh, yeah.
From January to now.
We are actually October year to date sales of $1 million properties, 75.
75? Boy, my math is off. You can tell I went to UNLV.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, to give you an idea, last year was 32.
Wow.
So it's almost 3 times.
It's crazy.
So all right.
And that's unbelievable because there were years where there would be just a few. You know?
Well, we're not the only ones. I saw reports that Paradise Valley is on the list of most expensive homes per zip code. But they're sitting at like 48 or 50. And 63 zip codes in California made that list. That's the most for any state.
Oh.
20 are in New York.
Wow.
So that was in the top 100.
I have one memorized, 92660 Newport Beach.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So does Chad, apparently.
Yeah.
Chad, what's happening with interest rates?
That's my favorite part.
Are we worried? Is the Fed or whoever sets the interest rates, are they worried about inflation so much? Are the rates moving upward?
You know, that's a great. There's several questions within that question. Let's start with a statement. Interest rates are on the rise. If you listen to KNTR, you know, I do a lot of advertising on KNTR, and my current commercial is it talks about that. And every other commercial you hear from every other lender is talking about interest rates increasing. So, yes, we are in a rising rate environment. Are we seeing them go haywire? No. We're still seeing interest rates right around that 3% level for most transactions. For your single-family homes, if you have decent credit, we can still get you in that. Depending upon the loan amount, and you know, the APR is going to be a little different. I'm not advertising interest rates, so when I do, I have to be very specific and give and give an APR legally. But we're seeing interest rates in that 3% range, sometimes a little bit lower. But when you talk about the Fed's raising the interest rates, the Fed's raising the interest rates don't really have a whole lot to do with what long-term debt is for mortgage transactions. Those are controlled by the mortgage-backed securities and how those fluctuate. Now, those can fluctuate depending upon what the bond markets are doing. They're going to follow the bond markets and the yields on the 10-year bond. So it's really tough to go into a big, long dissertation about how these interest rates work, and there's guys much smarter than I that you'd probably want to listen to, but I follow these and see what's going on. So interest rates are on the rise, so anybody who hasn't taken advantage of the interest rates over the last 18 months, you need to do it. It's time. So, and I've said this many times on the show before, there are only two mortgage companies in Lake Havasu that have owners that live in Lake Havasu. So Mojave Mortgage being one and Pat Tenney being the other. So Pat Tenney has been in the mortgage industry longer than I, and I've been doing it almost a quarter of a century. And she's very skilled. We do probably, I don't know, 15-fold volume, but she's a great source too. So any of the other mortgage companies that say they're local, the employees are local, but the owners live in California or Phoenix or what have you. I live in Lake Havasu. I live in Mojave County. This is my community. So, you know, we like to always say that shop local. I'm local. So come see us. Give Mojave Mortgage a shot. And if you haven't refinanced within the last 18 months, you're really going to miss out on these interest rates. You really should take advantage of what's going on in the marketplace for sure. So one thing I did want to talk about, and I talked about this on the Power Hour 2.0 2 weeks ago, is that we've become, you know, we've become so busy that a lot of folks want to talk to Chad Hansen. And unfortunately, it's difficult for me to get to everybody. So I have a great staff. So if you call in 928-288-2691 and you go through the sales queue, please don't be upset if you don't get Chad, because I'm probably down in the vault. So as Larry would say. And I actually get a lot of people that come in. We have three offices around town. I'm normally at one main office. But they come in and they ask me to see the vault. It's a true story.
I know.
So, and I'm sure Larry's listening and he's probably laughing. But if you don't get to me, please, folks, remember I have a great staff. I have three other loan officers that work for me, Chris, Jamie, and then we have one in the bullpen. Her name is Amanda Castro. She's warming up. She's getting ready to take her license. Both of them have, she's really.
That's big time.
Yeah, so if you don't get to me, please, I'm the last one in the phone queue. If you do get to me, that means that my loan officers aren't doing their job. So, but, you know, and I always tell them, I'm your competitor, so you better make sure you answer the phone, because, you know, there's a lot of clients that really want to help with their interest rates. So if you don't get to me, please don't be offended. I'm there. I'll probably see your deal, but I just don't. It's difficult for me to get to every client.
Bobby, I saw Chad trick or treating this year. You know what his costume was?
What was that?
Vault Man.
No.
He's a superhero.
Boom!
Named Vault Man. That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Anything else you guys want to part with while we have a couple minutes?
I can continue to go on and on if you want me to.
Well, and the most important part for Mojave Mortgage, too, is Bullhead City and Kingman. You also represent those home buyers.
We do a lot of business in Bullhead City and a lot of business in Kingman. And as I'd mentioned, we're starting to see a lot of folks sell here in Lake Havasu and move to those two areas. Also, folks, when you're moving from the area, if you're considering going and you're buying and you want to buy a manufactured home, Mojave Mortgage can finance manufactured homes, and we can even do single wide. If you're a veteran and you want to buy a single wide, we can do it. If it's an FHA borrower, we can do it. So,
does it have to be a certain age?
1976 or newer.
Okay.
So, and it has to be real property, meaning that it's affixed to the ground. It's been converted to real property, because a manufactured home is a...
Meaning it's not on wheels.
Right. Well, okay. Yeah, but most of them aren't on wheels, but sometimes they don't do what's called an affidavit of a fixture.
Okay.
The affidavit of a fixture is what makes it real property. Real property meaning real estate.
So, I can put in a plug for Mojave Mortgage on that, because he's doing one for our client, for one of our clients right now, Rochelle on our team. And it's been a challenge, but he's done an amazing job getting through some of the details.
That one's been difficult.
But and we do see those here as well, like, say, in Desert Hills.
Oh, for sure.
Tons of them.
Yeah.
We do Desert Hills. We're doing several in Desert Hills. We've done dozens of them in Desert Hills. We do them up. What's the community up off Palo Verde North? There's
tons
of manufactured homes there.
I have a friend I'm thinking of lives there right now.
Horizon
I can't
6?
Think of it. No. But it's
that sounds like a movie.
North Palo Verde. You know, I do need to put a plug out there. If someone has a manufactured home and they are thinking, they don't realize how much the value's gone up. I mean, one we have going right now is about $300,000.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking about selling, I mean, give us a call. We definitely, there are people looking, because there's not homes, so then the manufactured home's gone through the roof.
Great job, guys. It's hard to believe that whole hour's gone, huh?
I know, right?
All right.
We don't get to spend enough time with you, Paul.
Aw, thank you.
I'm just saying.
All right, welcome back with a parting shot in just a moment. Again, it's the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom! Thanks for having us.
With Chad Hansen and Bobby Lewis from Mojave Mortgage and the Lewis team, Coldwell Banker. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
We're in full swing of fall.
Yes, don't you just love it?
Hi, I'm Kathy.
And I'm Ingrid with Patio Paradise.
We know the holidays are just around the corner with Thanksgiving on our heels.
Now is the time to be planning that turkey feast. Consider smoking that bird.
A smoked turkey is so juicy. And Patio Paradise carries flavored smoking pellets to add to the taste.
Patio Paradise also carries all the smoking accessories.
Create a Thanksgiving paradise with Patio Paradise Lake Havasu.
And speaking of Thanksgiving, next week we will be dark on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for the Thanksgiving break. On tomorrow's show, Sound Advice with Brian Springberg, and on Friday, State Senator Sonny Borelli. We've got a lot to talk about. It's been a while since Sonny's been in the studio, so really looking forward to that. Speak Out 2.0 is next after news and a short break. Larry Topping from the Mayhem Main Event will be on the show, and Kristen Ott from the Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.